First of all, we want, on behalf of the Radio Vermont Group, want to welcome you tonight, and what a house. Isn't it nice to see this Barry Opera House full of tonight? Now, you had two options. You could have stayed home tonight and watched the presidential debates. You understand it's on again. Or you could have met with your financial advisor and checked your 401k. That wasn't a good idea. This is a good idea.
Yeah!
And we have got the real deal tonight. This is some of Nashville's finest. Mary's going to give you a little history of Dan Tominski. Although he's a hometown boy, I think many of you know who he is and where he's from. Mary?
Thank you, Josh. Well, at the age of three, Dan, no, I'm just kidding. A recent review of Dan's new album, Wheels, produced this comment. It may have taken Dan Tominski 8 years to cut this album, but it's 12 tracks of bluegrass heaven made worth the wait. And I couldn't agree more. I hope you've had a chance to hear it. It's just awesome. At the tender age of 13, he started his music career with Green Mountain Bluegrass in Rutland, Vermont. He went on to play mandolin for the Lonesome River Band. He is a three-time International Bluegrass Music Association Male Vocalist of the Year Award winner. He shared numerous Grammys with Alison Krauss in Union Station, with whom he's been a member of since 1994. He's the voice behind I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow, the multi-award winning soundtrack to the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And he's a proud Rutland, Vermont native. Please give a warm native Vermont welcome to Adam Steffi, Ron Block, Barry Bales, Justin Moses, Ron Stewart, and Dan Tominski. Ladies and gentlemen.
Couldn't stay there long.
Thank you. It's really cool to get to play in this part of the country. I grew up as they actually said a lot of stuff that I didn't know until just tonight. So that was kind of neat to find out some new stuff. No, I haven't grown all the way up yet, but I did grow up here in Vermont. Always happy to get back here. Beat the rain, played a little golf today. It was great. Yes. Get to introduce my favorite mandolin player on the planet right now. This guy, there's no one else on the planet that can do what he does. That's all I need to say about him. From Tennessee, Mr. Adam Stecky.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome out to the Barry Opera House. This is my first time here, and boy, you all have a beautiful town and a beautiful golf course up the road, too. We were down in just fantastic towels as well. We don't usually get the little doily thing on the end. It's usually those new ones, you know, where it's always, they like leave that little stuff. Fellas, you know what I'm talking about in your beard. So you're walking around talking to folks and you got little stuff hanging off of you. But we're tickled to death to be here. I've been calling it bar all day, but it's actually, they told me it's buried. So, hey, I'm hip, I'm local, and you can tell by my accent I'm going to be the new mayor of this town. So much for coming out tonight. We know there's a lot of stuff going on and the weather ain't as pretty as you might want it, but we're thrilled to be here, and especially for Dan, because he's got all kinds of friends and family here, and we're going just down the road tomorrow night to play, and we're thrilled to death to be up this way, and we'll roll along and slam in as much music as we can. I'll introduce the fellow up here playing the banjo for you right now. He's originally from up in Paoli, Indiana, and now makes his home, yeah. Kentucky, and folks, you're looking at one of the finest on the five-string banjo that's ever put a set of picks on, and he can also, he's just as good on the fiddle, so we're going to play, get him to play the banjo and a little bit of fiddle after a while, but I want you to make him welcome. That's Mr. Ron Stewart on the banjo.
Thank you.
On there, and it's not happy, but it's not as dark as some.
We could make it worse.
We could have killings and all kinds of stuff going on. This is just a love gone wrong kind of thing called a heads you win, tails I lose.
The title song of this last record, Wheels, this is one you can sing along with after just one time hearing it. It's the easiest thing in the world. Please don't. But it's possible, you could. What can I say? One word in the whole song. Wheels. Thank you.
Thank you.
introduce the man over here that's switching back over to the fiddle. He plays fiddle most of the time, and as you can tell, he plays some great banjo, too. He can play anything on this stage better than anybody else up here, but we can only afford him on a couple of things. And he's so hard to travel with and loud that we don't want to make him mad by underpaying him for his talent. Because, folks, he is one of the most talented fellas that you may not have heard of. If you follow Bluegrass closely, you may have seen his face before. I heard him play, I'm sure, on the radio. He's worked with groups like Blue Moon Rising and Sierra Hole. He's played with her, and then he also worked with Newfound Road for a time. And we're tickled to death to have him, because not only can he play everything, but he can sing just as high as that roof right there. And,
He
just will not talk. You've heard him say tonight as much as he said the whole trip. Actually, maybe the whole year.
He's not here tonight, actually.
I could debate the hind end off of him right now. Well, folks, won't you make him welcome from Madisonville, Tennessee. Ladies, he's single. Get you some of that right there if you will. Justin Moses. Justin Moses.
Please stick around. Don't go away. We have about 25 boxcar loads of records out there if you want to take any of those bad boys home with you.
Please right on. Two or three of those home with you.
We have instructional videos. Yes. Everyone can play like this man if you buy his video. It's just that easy. That's all you have to do.
Who knew?
How to play and how not to play, man.
We're going to try, we'll try one more traditional song for you. I don't know if it's traditional or not, but we're going to do this one. We'll come back in about 15. Stick around.
Thank you. Downstairs.
got any Del McCurry fans in the house? Knowing what kind of record we were doing, it was really down. Kind of not your Valentine's Day record. Del McCurry's got a lot of great songs that just happen to fit that particular thing. This is the probably the most pitiful song you could ever put on a record. But he did it anyway. It starts out, he beat her up because she ran around. She shot him and they laid him in the ground. There's two children left without a home. Does it need to go any? It's bad is what I'm trying to say. But if Del did it, it makes it okay. So we can get away.
What call? Who showed who?
Go ahead and get you a brand new man, cause you're gonna
I'm gonna win. So don't give me a ride, just go ahead and cry. I ain't taking you back no more.
Music, folks. A lot of folks, that's a fallacy that's been perpetrated by the country music elite, I think. And, we're doing everything we can to let people know. It's a tough business, folks. But I always sing these songs about bad weather. I don't know. I've recorded probably four or five tunes. I don't sing a lot. And that's definitely by design. But the ones I do, I kind of like stuff about bad weather, clouds and storms and tornadoes and all the biblical plagues that came along 10 years ago. And this one's about it just rained and rained, I reckon, and we call it mudslide. I think it's called Nowhere to Hide, something like that. We'll try it.
Thank you. She
okay.
Yeah, we better stick to the tunes we know. You know, you don't have to always practice it, right?
Hope everybody's had a good time.
a neat place to play, and I sure hope that they'll have us back. And whenever you can, go out and support bluegrass music in the area up here. There's a lot of great players from up in this part of the world. And you go back where I'm from, down in East Tennessee, a lot of folks are like, you're going to play where? Well, we're going up to Bar, Vermont. And they're like, is that a state? But they don't realize, I try to tell them, there are some of the, well, that right there is a prime example, my old buddy right there. Some of the best picking and singing and some of the best bluegrass fans are from right up here in this part of the country, all up through the New England area. And we love you. Thank you so much for coming out. Hope everybody's had a good time. Don't forget, we've got stuff set up out front, I believe, wherever the merchandise, all the CDs and the Justin Moses chest hair removal kit. And bikini wax, lady. We really appreciate it. Thanks once again, and we'll see you next time. Be careful.
Well, I was born down in the Southland. One summer. stop. We're still having a we sure do appreciate everybody coming out to the Barry Tootie Bar Opry House. We'd like to do one more tune for you on behalf of Ron Stewart, Adam Steffi, Barry Bales, Justin Moses, and myself. We'll end you with one more Jimmy Martin song. We'll do the Sunny Side of the Mountain. Say goodnight. Little darling, while I'm growing old and gray.